me glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Thank you, Lord. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Since I laid it all burden down. Hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise. Is he worthy today? Have God been good to you? Do anybody have a testimony? Know that the Lord brought you out. Know that he put food on your table, shelter over your head. Can somebody tell him, thank you? Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Praise him. Oh, I praise him. Come on, help me. Stand to your feet. Praise him. Praise him. Jesus, blessed Savior, he's worthy to be praised. Come on, if he's been good to you, help me say, praise him. Oh, I praise. Ephesians 2, 1 through 7. One of y'all come pray. Hallelujah. Praise God. Reverend Donovan.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God is good all the time. He's worthy.
Yeah.
We praise. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our God and our Father.
Yes.
We come before you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for your blessing, your love. Mm-hmm. Thank you, dear God, that you've Send your angel, the Lord, to watch over us all night long.
Yes.
And woke us up this morning to see this new day.
Thank you, Jesus.
A day, oh God, that we can praise you. A day, oh God, that we can thank you.
Mm-hmm.
A day, oh God, that we can fellowship one with another. Thank you, dear God.
Thank you.
And praise your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for each one here today.
Mm-hmm.
Each home, oh God, that is represented.
Yes, Lord.
And you know the need that is there, oh Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus.
Please, sir. Please,
that you'll answer the call to your riches and glory.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for what you've done for us.
Thank
and what
you.
You're doing.
Yes,
and
yes.
What you will do.
Thank you, Father.
God, we pray, oh Lord God, for our children.
Yes.
We ask, oh Lord, that you'll stand by them, our please grandchildren.
Yeah.
Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
Be with them, we pray. Those that are in school and
yes.
Beyond the land, Lord God.
Mm-hmm.
We pray for them.
Yes, Lord.
We pray for those there, God, who are in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, on the battlefield.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, watching over this country.
Mm-hmm.
Lord God, in perfection that we have, but still, Lord God.
Be with them, Lord.
Your look.
Yes.
So bless.
Bless.
And have your way.
Yeah, Lord.
Again, we pray for each one that is sick.
Mm-hmm. Yes, have mercy.
Bring them before you.
Mm-hmm.
Touch them and heal them, we pray.
Please, sir.
You're the great physician there, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You know all about the body. Lord,
heal
God,
today, Lord.
Touch.
Yes.
Oh, bereaved there, Lord God.
Touch them, Lord. Comfort.
Oh, so God, have gone on.
Comfort, Lord.
The
comfort.
Family's here below.
Yes.
We ask that you'll be with them.
Please, sir.
Thank you again for their pastor.
Yes.
Travel all the way from Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Come here today.
Thank you, Lord.
You can worship with us.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Lord God, bless our hearts. We pray for those that are lost. May they give their hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ today.
Yes, Lord.
And for us, dear Lord God, we're saved.
Mm-hmm.
May you revive us, dear Lord.
Do,
God.
Lord. Do, Lord.
Put a fire in us, dear
yes,
God.
Yes, sir.
And be like those evangel ambassadors of old.
Yes, Lord.
Preach the word of God and try to win others to you.
Do, Lord. Do, Lord.
Have your way.
Yes.
Now, Lord, bless in the service.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the singing. That's the preaching.
Yes.
Bless everything that's out of you today.
Mm-hmm.
In Jesus' wonderful name.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Bless the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, amen. Everybody.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wake up, lights. Come on now. Let's give God some glory on today.
Praise God.
He's worthy. He's worthy.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Our scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians 2, 1 through 7.
Yes.
I will be reading King James Version, and it reads as such. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of what? Disobedience.
My Lord, my Lord.
Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in lust of the flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Mm-hmm. But God.
But God.
But God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Mm-hmm. Even when we were what? Dead
in sin.
In sin. He quickened.
Quickened.
Immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Put us together with Christ.
With Christ.
And by grace mm-hmm. ye are saved.
Thank you, Lord.
And hath raised us up together
mm-hmm.
and made us sit together in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, that in the ages to come he may show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
God's
Amen.
Word for God's Amen. People.
Praise God. Thank you. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Give our choir a hand as they come.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, clap your hands and give God a praise. Anybody came to praise him on today?
Yes.
But he has done so many great and wonderful things. He's given you the victory. He's been sheltered from the storm.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How many know he's worthy to be praised? Look at somebody and say, let's just praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Give me the victory.
Lord. Amen. While we're here, we might as well just praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what we come for, to praise the Lord. Amen. Truly, we give all honor and praise to our Heavenly Father. Amen. To all of my fellow yokemen in the gospel, to the officers of this church, our deaconess, our mothers, choir, ushers, saints, and friends, first family, our ushers. Amen. We welcome you here to the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church for our worship service. For all of those that are listening in, you are welcome. Praise God. Amen. God's been good. Come on, turn to somebody and say, God's been good. Yeah. Yeah, he brought us from a mighty long ways. Hallelujah. Let me take this opportunity to thank all of you for your cards, for your gifts. Amen. For my birthday celebration. I really appreciate everything that you have done for me. I thank our pastor's aide, amen, for their support. Amen. In setting up the celebration, I really appreciate it. Thank you so very much. Whatever you did, amen, we appreciate it. All right. Keep in mind that next Sunday, we will be going to Pilgrim Baptist Church for their pastoral anniversary at 3 p.m. Amen. I ask all that will and can come go along with us. Amen. It's time to get out of the box. It's time to get back to fellowshipping. Come on, somebody. Amen. We go every place else we want to go. We'll go to Walmart's, go to the mall, go eat. Amen. Go buy clothes. And we might as well go have church. Hello, somebody. Amen. This virus is something that's probably going to be with us like the flu, so we got to deal with it. Amen. Ain't no need of sticking our head in the sand. Amen. Let's just what? All right. Praise God. Praise God. All right. All our visitors, will you please stand? All visitors, will you please stand? We have any visitors here today? Amen. 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 God bless you. God bless you. Tell us where you're from. All right. Well, time for y'all to come on over to New Hope. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you. God bless you. Young man. Yes, sir. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Mother. All right. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. She called me on the phone. She said, I'm going to surprise him. All right. Right over here. Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Young lady. All right. That's my hometown, New York. I'm from Brooklyn. Bronx. Okay. All right. We neighbors. Right. All right. Praise God. We're so happy to have all of you here today. Amen. Thank God for you. We just a family church. And we pray that we can do something to inspire you and, amen, cause you to have a better week. God bless you and may heaven smile upon you. Thank you for being in our midst today. God bless you. Give them another hand, if you will. All right. At this time, Mother Bostic has an announcement that she would like to make. We're going to have her to come at this time, Mother Bostic. Amen. All senior choir members, please stand. All senior choir members. She wants the president to come down. Amen. Take your time, Mother. Take your time. Praise God. Can you get in the mic a little bit, darling? Yeah, they want to hear you.
Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. We come this far by faith, with God leading us all the way. I would like to say today is the 83rd birthday of the senior choir.
Amen.
The senior choir was organized on the third Sunday in 1939.
Amen. Amen.
And by me saying that, Sister Anna Ruth Wallen, Sister Evelina Hanna, and myself would like to give to the president for the senior choir's treasure $83.
Amen. Praise God.
Ask God continue to guide and lead our musicians and our president into leading us to sing God's praise and do God's will and serve wherever we can for the Lord, not only in the choir, wherever we are able to serve, may we do so and serve everyone we can.
Amen.
Because it's not about me, myself, and I. It's about all of God's purity.
Amen.
Everywhere. And I also would like to say at this time, I would like to have, now our pastor is going to sing somewhere around God's throne in honor of our mother, Essa Young, that passed in July.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
So now we will be blessed by our pastor singing somewhere around God's throne.
Amen. Give Mother Bostic a hand. 83 years. 83 years of senior choir in existence. I went to the house where I used to live. The grass had grown up and covered up the door. There was someone crossed the street, said, "Whom do you see, my love?" For no one lives there anymore. That's not all I did, y'all. Listen, I went to the church house where I used to go. You know what I found there? That old preacher was still there, and he met me at the door. He told me, he said, I know who you are. That's not all. And I know who you're looking for. Here's what he told me. But they don't come here anymore. So I asked that preacher, can you tell me where they are? He told me, they are somewhere just around the throne. My Lord, here of God. He kept talking to me. They are somewhere. Hello, oh, of God. When I get there, I'll be searching. I'll be looking for you. And searching, yeah. Oh, and one day I'll find they are somewhere just around the throne. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. That's the good part. Our loved ones will be somewhere round the throne of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Mother Bostic. Amen. For reminding us, amen, of a great event here at the New Hope Missionary Baptist Church, our senior choir 83rd anniversary. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Again, we thank those of you who are attending Bible study, amen, on Tuesdays and on Wednesday. Amen. We appreciate you. Thank God for your hunger for the Word of God. Amen. We need it in a time like this. Amen. We thank those that join us on Saturday evenings for prayer. Amen. Even though seemingly the pandemic might be about over, we're still praying. Amen. Because there's still situations that exist. And so we take it to the Lord in prayer on Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. So if you'd like to join us, please do so. Amen. All right. We want you to continue your giving as you've been doing so. Diligently, we appreciate you. Special prayer for the Stewart family. For those that don't know, Deacon Stewart passed last week, and his homegoing celebration will be this coming Saturday at 12 noon here at the church. We ask all of those that can come and please assist the family, amen, to try to make things comfortable for them. Let us continue praying for Deaconess Michelle Dickerson. Her mother was funeralized on yesterday there in Mobile, Alabama. I want to thank all of those that was able to go with us down. If you're here, will you stand? All of those that went down to Mobile, Alabama. Amen. Got the two ushers back there on the door. Chairman. Amen. Deacon. What's your name? Radcliffe. Amen. This is Devon. Amen. We had a glorious time. Amen. Mother Johnson. Yeah, Mother Johnson went too. Amen. I'm surprised she's here this morning. Amen. That long trip. Praise God. Looking beautiful too. Praise God. Stand up, Mother Johnson. Stand up. Stand up. Look at her. Oh, Lord. Look like a queen. That's your brother. Man. Boy, they got me today, don't they? Thank you, Mama. Praise God. Give Mother Johnson a hand. Thank you so much. Thank you. God bless you. Amen. Amen. I'm always getting myself in trouble. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. We love you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Isn't God good? Amen. Amen. All right. Let's see. Where am I at now? Oh, pray for the Bonds family. They went to Montgomery for a funeral there in Montgomery, Alabama, and they was in a car accident. Amen. But thank God they are doing okay. They got a few bruises. They sent me the picture of the car. It don't look good at all. But thank God they survived. Amen. So please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. Pray for Deacon Barnes. He's not feeling good this morning. Keep him lifted in prayer. Amen. Also, pray for my friend minister, Dr. LeGrone Gore, who's been diagnosed with stage 3 cancer. Amen. And pray for my barber, Philip Arnold. Amen. Who's getting ready for surgery for arthritis. Amen. We believe prayer still works. Amen. So we're going to keep talking and taking everything to God in prayer. Is that all right? Amen. God bless you. Look at your neighbor and say, I love you. Come on, say like you mean it. I love you. Hallelujah. Give this choir your hand as they come.
First we said, let's just praise the Lord. But anybody excited about Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Everything that he has done.
done for me. Anybody get excited when they think about what the Lord has done? Amen. For you. Praise God. At this time, we have a baby dedication. So we're going to ask the family and parents and godparents if they would come at this time. Amen. The Lord has blessed you with a child. It's always good to give them back to the Lord. Amen. There's nothing like having your child in the hands of the Lord, especially in a time like this. Amen. Who's a godparent? Okay. All right. We come at this time to ask God's blessings upon this jewel that the Lord has blessed this family with. God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowls of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Lo, children are inheritance of the Lord, and the fruits of the womb is his reward. They brought the young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. He took them up in his arms, and put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Let us hear the words of the Lord as it comes to us in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7. It says, in these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thy house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. This is the commandment of God, that we should diligently raise our children in all of our most holy faith. In obedience to this command, these parents bring their child today to give them back to the Lord. The proceeding for a ceremony of baby dedication must be found in the Holy Scriptures, as in the presentation of Samuel by Hannah, 1 Samuel 1:28. And of Jesus by Joseph and Mary, Luke 2:22. Paul reminded Timothy from a child he had known the Holy Scriptures, 2 Timothy 3:15. Jesus considered the little ones infinitely precious and said, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. All right, to the parents. The purpose of baby dedication is really to be found in the purpose of the parents. Rightly understood, the ceremony is one of parental dedication. The parents are pledging themselves to obey the command of Paul. Provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nutrition and admonition of the Lord. Ephesians 6 and 4. This ceremony is meaningless unless parents dedicate themselves as well as the child to God. If it be your intention to present this Brenton, amen, to the Lord, and to pledge yourselves to bring him up in the nutrition and admonition of the Lord, please answer, we do, to the following promises. Do you here this day recognize this child as the gift of God and give heartfelt thanks for God's blessings? Do you hear this day dedicate this child to the Lord who gave him Do you hear this day pledge as parents that you will bring up this child in the nutrition and admonition of the Lord? Do you hear this day promise to give this child every possible benefit of home, of school, and of church? Do you hear this day ask God's blessings upon his life to guide God and direct him through all of his years? All right, we ask. Reverend Kitchen, I don't know if he's going to allow you, but give it a try. Amen. Praise God. As we ask God's blessing upon this beautiful little child, let us pray. Father of all life, we thank thee for this life now dedicated to thy love and care. We pray thy many mercies may follow him all the days of his life. Bless these parents and give them the strength to keep the vows they have made. Help each of us in this congregation to discharge our sacred responsibilities for this precious life. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who suffered for the little children to come unto him, we humbly pray that God will bless and keep him all the days of his life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God. You go back to mama now. He did good. All right. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. Give them a hand and say. Amen. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a glory divine. Purchase. We are. Can you turn to somebody and say this? This is. I praise him. Oh. This is. What you gonna do?
Praising my Savior all the day long.
Praise God. Ephesians chapter 2, verses there. Verse 4 and verse 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we was dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace, somebody say grace, ye are saved. Hallelujah. You might be seated in the presence of the Lord. Father God, we thank you once again for this time in the Word. As we come now, Lord, we pray that take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory, that your people might hear a word from heaven. Not me, Lord, but your Holy Spirit preach to me, that somebody might be saved, delivered, set free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I've entitled this, Made Alive in Christ. Amen. Made Alive in Christ. Amen. Many people are trying to, thank you, ushers, to copy and follow the ways of others. And many times the one that we have looked up to have a tendency to not be able to stand up to the expectation that we anticipated. And so my advice to you is not to try to be like Mike, but try to be like Jesus. I'm talking to Christians now. Because sometimes we can get distracted when we're trying to be like somebody of the world. Amen. The Bible lets us know, brothers and sisters, that we are like sheep who have gone astray. Amen. We are running after the wrong things in life. So God brings us from being spiritually dead, unable and unwilling to help ourselves. But God not only made us alive, but gave us an inheritance beyond any description. To walk in God, amen, what we were, think about it, where the Lord has brought you from, amen. The word says, and you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the powers of heirs, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. In other words, the devil had you at one time, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Somebody else say, I don't know what you've been through, but thank God he brought me out. Amen. And you, amen, who were dead. What does this mean when the Bible says we were dead? Dead is an interesting word. While it does mean without life, it also means youthless, ineffective, or powerless. Amen. So many times we can be around folk who are ineffective, who are useless, just passing time. But what Paul is saying is that apart from Christ, which is living for ourselves, we are of no use to God, and we are powerless to do anything about it, which is much like being dead. In other words, we don't read God's word. We don't pray to God. We don't have no relationship with God. So we don't know God. We come to church. We sing in the choir. We're in the pulpit. We're on the deacon board. All different ministries. But yet, we don't have no time in the word. We don't have no time in prayer. We don't have no relationship with God. We don't even know God. But yet, when we get in trouble, like Jacob, we are called on God. However, Paul goes on to tell us why we are spiritually dead in trespasses and sins. Trespasses and sin. Paul is not just saying the same thing in two different ways. Trespasses has to do with our actions, our disobedience to God. While sin refers to our condition or state of being. By nature, we are sinners. The Bible tells us we all have sinned, come short of the glory of God. The question has been asked, do we sin because we are sinners? Or are we sinners because we sin? The answer is short, yes. Romans 5 and 12, therefore, just as though one man sin enter into the world and death do sin, so death spread to all men because all sinned. Have you heard the term dead man walking? Because of our sins, we are physically alive, but spiritually dead to God. Notice verse 2 and 3. Our state of being spiritually dead to God result in living a life of disobedience that was all offense to God but pleasing to Satan. All of this rooted in single cause, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and the mind. Now, you got to watch your mind setting because that can get you in trouble. That's why so many are concentrating on doing the wrong thing, because your mindset is on doing wrong. Amen. And another way to say it is, we do what is right in our own eyes, which the Bible clearly speaks out against. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 8. The word says, you should not do at all what we are doing here today. Every man doing whatever is right in his own eyes. Because, brothers and sisters, the word lets us know in Judges 17 and 6, be careful of your ego, thinking you know it all. That's the way some people are. They think they know it all. In those days, there was no king in Israel. Every man did what was right in his own eyes. In Proverbs 12 and 15, it says, the ways of a fool is right in his own eyes, but as a wise man, he who listens to counsel. We are guilty of this all the time with how we raise our kids, how we treat our spouse, how our commitment to the church, even in our worship of God. We just kind of do it our way, mixing a little biblical truth with worldly wisdom and our own motivation. Or you got to be careful how you come before the Lord. But that Paul says we are by nature children of wrath, following the desires of the flesh. What are we? Amen. What we could be. Verse 4 and 5 lets us know, but God. We were dead, living a life only to please ourselves and our own desires, unwilling and unable to save ourselves. God, who loved us, gave his only son that we might have a right to the tree of life. When we were dead in sin, God cared about us. God came to see about us. God made a way for us to get out of the mess that we got our own self in. God's motivation, it was his mercy and his love. Where God, mercy, love come together, we found God's grace. That's shouting words right there. It's important to note that God does not just turn a blind eye to our sins. He can't, because he is our God of justice and righteousness. It is only because he found a suitable substitute who took our place and the punishment we deserve, that is his son, Jesus Christ. Isaiah simply says in Isaiah 53 and 6, verse 11 and 12, he says, all of us are like sheep who are going astray. Each of us have turned to his own ways. But the Lord has caused the iniquity of us all to fall on him. Thank you, Jesus. As a result of the anguish of his soul, He will see it and be satisfied. By his knowledge, the righteous one, my servant, will justify the many, as he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will allot him a portion with the great, and he will divide the booties with the strong, because he pours out himself to death and was numbered with the transgressor. Yet he himself bore the sins of many and interceded for our transgression. Somebody ought to shout right there. One day Jesus marched up Golgotha's hill, hung, bled, and died for your sins and my sins. He was sinless. He had done nobody wrong, but he looked beyond our faults and he saw our needs. Here is. Here, however, it was God, his mercy and great love that compelled him to do this. And it was nothing on our part, because goodness was found. There was no goodness found in us. John 3:16 lets us know that he so loved us that he sacrificed his life for you and for me, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. While God loved us all, his creation, that does not mean that all will receive mercy and grace, only those who come to God. In other words, there's a condition there. Even though the table is set, even though the food is looking good, fried chicken, cornbread, and mashed potatoes, looking good on the table. Hey, man, you can take a seat, but if you don't eat, if you don't eat, then you won't enjoy the food. That's what the Lord is saying. I've laid it out for you. Yeah, your sins can be forgiven, but you have got to come to me and ask for forgiveness. You have to repent, amen, and receive forgiveness of sin through Christ Jesus' shedded blood on the cross. That was God's miracle. Amen. Even when we was dead in trespasses. Amen. I was lost and didn't know my way. Didn't have sense enough to save myself. But God looked down upon me, forgave me of my sins, saved my soul. Now, I am no longer living in sin. Bible makes us clear that apart from God, we can do nothing. But God made us alive with Christ. So we are born again. Ain't you glad about it? Not only has God made us alive, but God continue working in us to live a life that is pleasing and that will glorify him. If we would only have the faith in Jesus. And so Paul tells us in Galatians 2:20, he says, I've been crucified with him. And it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I have lived by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And so, my brothers and sisters, here is the miracle of God. He has called us and he has saved us. He has kept us and he has transformed us. Ain't you glad about it? If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Tell your neighbor, I'm not what I used to be. I know you know a lot about me, But I come by to tell you that since I've met Jesus, what a change in my life. Do I have a witness here today? What we will be. I'm so glad that I left my self behind. I press forward to toward the mark of a high call in Christ Jesus. I left those lies that I used to tell. I left the gambling that I used to do. And I'm pressing forward now to a high call in Christ Jesus. What I will be, verse 6 and 7, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Thank God I'm walking and talking in Jesus. Once again, the words of God speaks of the future event in the past tense because of God's faithfulness to keep his promise in Christ Jesus is the key to the entering into his blessing. I'm being raised up and sitting in heavenly places are only made possible if we found to be in Christ Jesus. Yeah, Lord, I stopped by to tell you, you can't get right by yourself. You got to get in Christ Jesus. And if we then, that belong to Christ, everything he has accomplished and be given now belong to us, for we have an inheritance. Tell somebody, I got an inheritance. Mama and daddy might not been able to give me an inheritance, but right now I got an inheritance. I got his kingdom. I'll be there where he is. I've got his love. I've got his peace. I've got his joy. I got an inheritance. I heard Paul says in Romans 8:15 through 18, he said, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage against fear, but you receive the spirit of adoption by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. Somebody say, Father, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. We are children of God. You ought to tell somebody, I'm somebody. I'm a child of the King. And if a children, then I'm an heir of God, and joint heir of Jesus Christ. I indeed, we suffer with him, that we might be glorified together with him. Ain't you glad that trouble won't last always? One of these old days, I'm gonna get my crown. For I consider the suffering of this present time are nothing compared to the glory that I'm getting ready to step in. All of these aches, all of these pains, all of the backbiting, all the talking about, all of the people trying to drag me down, I'm so glad it's nothing compared to what God has in store for me. Good God Almighty, I'm so glad. Paul, he talks about the glory that will be revealed. He says, I will go through anything in life. I suffer knowing the inheritance that awaits me. That's why I'm not worried about my enemy. I'm not worried about what's going on in this world. I'm not worried about the virus. I'm not worried about the monkeypox. I'm not worried about the shooting that is going on, because I know if I don't wake up in the morning, everything is going to be all right. You ought to tell somebody, My soul is anchored in Christ Jesus. I've got my joy. I've got my peace because I know there's a place waiting for me in glory. I'm so glad Jesus has told me, don't worry about this world. Don't worry because I go to prepare a place for you. If I go, I'll come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you be also. Ain't you glad? My mansion is in glory. My house is in glory. My joy. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, but as is written, I have not seen, nor ear, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. Somebody ought to shout right there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nothing can separate me from the love of God. Ain't you glad about it? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, you can shout now. You can praise now. Because see, the battle has already been won. And the victory has been won. I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. Hallelujah. Made alive in Christ. This is how we're going to make it, brothers and sisters. Being alive in Christ. Because we're going to have to deal with a lot of things in life. But being alive in Christ, it helps you tolerate them children sometimes. Help you tolerate that husband. Helps you tolerate that wife only because you are made alive in Christ. Help you tolerate that job. Help you tolerate some of the folks you hang around. It is only through the strength and power of God that we will survive. Do you wonder why I don't mind going to visit the sick? It's because of the Christ in me. You wonder why I drive all the way to Mobile, Alabama to a funeral of one of my members? Mother, it's because of the Christ inside of me. Now Steve will say, you don't need to do all of that. She's dead. Let the dead bury the dead. But the Christ in me says you need to be there to support your member and let her know that we stand together. It's the Christ in me. That's why I do what I do. If it was left up to me, I'd be on vacation. But because of the Christ in me, he has a tendency to push you, Reverend Kitchen. He pushes you beyond what you think you can do. But it's only the Christ that is in me that causes me to just love folk. And sometimes I wonder why people don't seem to care even about their own loved ones. They think it's too much to go and visit somebody. But life is a sacrifice. You got to learn to sacrifice, because Jesus sacrificed. Jesus suffered. You got to get yourself out of your comfort zone and recognize the fact you're not in this world by yourself. If you just want to satisfy yourself, don't get married. Come on, somebody. You need to stay separated, because marriage is a sacrifice, giving and taking. If you're not willing to do that, you don't need to be married. But when you get in Christ, you learn to go that extra mile. Come on, somebody. He forgot my birthday, but I'm gonna cook him breakfast anyhow. Come on, somebody. She didn't wash my clothes, but I'm gonna buy some candy. Go that extra mile. Because of the Christ inside of you. Listen, life is not easy. Somebody said favor is not fair. Many times things that we get in life sometimes can really be a problem for us. Amen. But we got to learn to deal with it. So I come to you today to give you an invitation to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You don't have to join this church. You can join whatever church you want. The main thing is you get Jesus, because you don't want to leave here today and not have the assurance that if you don't wake up in the morning, that everything is going to be all right. I know y'all hear me say this just about every Sunday, but I'm serious about that. You need that satisfaction to know that if you don't wake up in the morning, everything will be all right. That you're in the hands of God. And so today you can be in the hands of God. If you're not, come give your life to Him right now. Come receive Him as your personal Savior. Let Him turn your life around. Let Him clean up what you messed up so you can start your life all over again. If you would like to come today, come by letter, Christian Experience, Canada Baptism. The door is open. Come give me a hand and give God your heart. Let Him change your life so you can be all that He wants you to be. Is there one today? Will you stretch out on faith today? Say, it's time for me to go and receive my assignment. God didn't put me here for nothing, but He put me here for a purpose. So now I want to go and get my walking papers so I can get busy about the Master's work. Will you come? Will you come? Will you come? Listen, there's room for you on the choir. There's room for you in the ministries here in this church. But you have to come. You have to come. Will you come? Make me whole. It's Jesus. It's Jesus. Yes. It's Jesus. in my soul. I touch the hem and his blood may. Listen, maybe there's someone that is listening in and you're not here in the sanctuary and you like to be saved. I want you to just pray this simple prayer with me. Dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer, you're saved today. I say to you, get into some Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. God bless your hearts today. Maybe there's somebody that's got a heavy heart and you need to release something today. You've been carrying something around that's been bothering you. The Lord says, casting all your cares upon me because I care it for you. As we get ready for our altar call at this time, we're going to ask Reverend Kitchen if he gets ready to pray that you would just stretch forth your hands now. And whatever your situation is, whatever your concern is, just say, Lord, here it is. I give it to you. I give it to you. I give it to you. Your family, give them to Jesus. Your children, give them to Jesus. All of your situations, give them to Jesus. Let go and let God have his way. It's time now that we stop trying to figure things out when God has already worked it out. Just say, Lord, I'm putting it in your hands. Let's pray with the preacher.
Gracious and almighty God.
Yes, Lord.
Again, Father, we recognize the fact.
Here we are, Lord.
That you are God.
Yes.
And we understand again that there's none other besides you.
Uh-huh.
Father, we recognize that it is in you that we live, we move, and we have our being.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We understand, Lord, that without you,
Lord,
none of us would be where we are.
Mm-hmm.
In this hour, this moment, right now, we say thank you.
Yes, Lord.
For all of your grace. And all of your mercy.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That you bestowed many blessings.
Yes.
In that you looked over all of our faults.
Thank you, Lord.
And saw our need.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That it was you that gave us eyes to see.
Yeah, Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That it was you that gave us legs to walk.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
That on last night, danger was lurking all around us.
Yes, Lord.
But by your grace.
Your grace.
And your mercy.
Yeah.
You restored and told death to behave.
Yes, Lord.
And we say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
And now, Lord, right now, somebody is struggling with an issue.
My Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord, fix that problem.
Yeah, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Somebody is sick right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Heal today, Lord.
Heal right now.
Yes, yes.
Lord. In the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Touch the Stewart family right now.
Please, Lord.
Father, give them the strength.
Yes.
To know that you're still God. And beside you, there is none other.
Please, sir. Please, sir.
Touch the Dickerson family.
Yes, Lord.
Father, give them comfort. Give them peace.
Yes.
Touch. the Kimball family.
Please.
Right now, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Father, right now, our world needs you. Father, we're living in a chaotic world.
Have mercy, Lord.
We're living in a society now, Lord, where only you can fix the issue. Only you can solve the problem.
Do it,
only you, Father, can make it right in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Hallelujah.
God, take control.
Please, sir.
Have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Make us into the kind of people you want us to be.
Please, Lord.
Fix our hearts. Fix our minds right now.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, we behave in the manner that you want us to.
Yes.
We thank you for your word, Father. You made us alive through Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And in him, Lord, we have grace and mercy.
Yes.
Even in our faults, even in our wrongdoing. Thank you right now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
If you never do anything else, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Bless our pastor.
Please, sir.
Continue to lift him and his family and bless the New Hope family.
Please, Lord.
Lord, fix us.
Fix us, Lord.
That, Lord, we be the kind of people you will have us to be.
Yes, Lord.
It is in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
We say amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, bless the Lord today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Praise God. Give our choir a hand. They sang so beautiful today. Amen. Our musicians, give them a hand. Amen. All of our ushers, give them a hand. And our sound technician, give yourselves a hand. You've been a lovely audience. We thank you so much for being here today and all of those that are listening in. Amen. We pray that your week will be better than last week. Amen. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, amen. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, root, and abide us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say,
Amen.
God bless you. Have a blessed day, blessed week. Be safe. We love you. Love you, Mama. Youth choir, if you